All right, and we are back. It is the Thread Lab Podcast with your host, Justin Dorsey, as always, with my buddy, my friend, my pal, my comadre.
Compadre.
All I want Christmas is the last. Yeah. Kevin O'Connor, how are you doing this week, Kevin?
Kevin is in an unusually festive mood. This is my favorite time of the year.
I think we've discussed that before.
If you could see the studio right now, it is covered in Christmas.
There's tons of Christmas lights everywhere. They're stringing about the walls.
Yeah.
There's Christmas tree tinsel about, all fully decorated and everything. There's some other... It looks like a tree, but I think it's just something
mechanical that has lights
all over it. It's very festive in here, very much getting in the mood. We are 13 days away. When this gets released, we'll only be 12 days away from Christmas.
12 days.
We are under 2 weeks. Days. It's really getting down to the nitty gritty.
I ate 24 cookies this past weekend.
Are you serious?
Also known as a baker's dozen. That's not.
24. Yeah, that's
13
not a baker.
Is a baker's
dozen. That's not a baker's dozen.
But I Took felt like a baker.
Were these fresh made cookies? Where did you get these from? Holiday cookies?
They're that kind of like the Pillsbury pack you buy that are like the dough is portioned out.
Yeah.
So they're the store book. And then I ate a good portion of just the dough also.
Nice.
Yeah.
For an occasion, were you doing
Putting up the tree, just being Christmassy, watching movies.
Nice.
I've got a Bad Santa 2 review. I caved and finally watched Bad Santa 2.
What do you mean you caved? Were you... not watching that for some reason?
I purposely didn't want to watch Bad Santa 2 because I felt it would ruin the first one for me because the first one's my favorite Christmas movie of all time.
Huh. Interesting. I mean, I know a lot of people don't like to watch sequels or something because they're worried that it's just going to bastardize that first one that came out and it's just not going to be the same and everything like that. Like, it's just not the same, man. Like, they totally just, you know. Yeah, like that total thing. But, I mean, did you like it?
I'll say this.
I've never seen Bad Santa 2. Don't know that I will.
Low effort. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, it seems like a money grab.
It was exactly like how I thought it would be.
It seems like a money grab.
They were clearly just like...
A lot of people like this movie.
It was like a caricature of the
nice
first
cult
one.
Following.
Yeah.
We can produce another movie for pretty cheap and re-release it.
The kid also, it's like not... He's like, it's not funny anymore that he's acting.
Because he's an adult.
Yeah. It's just like weird. Very uncomfortable.
To make fun of a little kid, even though that's still like really messed up, but like I guess he's in on it because he's in the movie and everything.
Yeah.
But just to make fun of.
I don't know how
like,
in on it
kid.
He was in that first one. But they just like.
I don't know either. I don't know.
God, I love that.
I don't know the kid's self awareness at that time.
Thurman,
I would imagine
Norman.
That a lot of Jesus things Christ. Written into the script would make it seem that he was very awkward.
Oh, the boxing scene is like my favorite. Okay.
I don't know.
But I digress.
He didn't have to be chubby, but it was a good casting. It's a good casting.
Great
job.
Casting.
But yeah, we're fully into this. You're making some Christmas cookies. I need to make some Christmas cookies.
Yeah.
I'm just like a standard sugar cookie, like flat.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar
yep.
cookie.
That's what I had.
Like, maybe in designs or whatever. But I like
the cookie cutters.
I like the really thin ones.
Oh, like, you like them real thin.
Yeah, like the sugar cookies that are real thin,
gotcha.
That are, like, crispy and crunchy. And those are, like, dope. I like those.
Okay, yes. For sugar cookies.
When I like my cookies soft, I like it oatmeal raisin.
I like
a good soft oatmeal raisin. I mean, soft.
I know what
chocolate
you mean.
Chip cookies, classic.
You know what I do with the chocolate chip cookies?
Ever.
You take them out when they're not even near done. And then they continue to cook out on the pan. So then they're just like super moist and gooey.
Yeah, yeah. But then you gotta give that air seal when you store them.
Ooh.
You gotta get a good piece of Tupperware
there's no
with the
storage.
Air seal.
There's no storage.
Well, for most normal people, there's storage.
I don't even know
eat
what
a
that
whole,
means.
A whole batch of cookies.
How can you make a batch
sitting.
And not eat all of them?
How big is your batch?
I don't as many as I can fit on my pans.
How many pans is that? How many pans do you have?
There's two pans.
How much
they're...
would you consider that? Like a dozen? Half a dozen?
Maybe
two dozen, three dozen? How many
12,
cookies are we talking
let's
about?
Let's say 8 to 15 cookies per batch.
Per pan.
No, per batch. Per two pans.
Two pans only gets you like...
Well, they're not the biggest pans.
Clearly.
Well, it's more about the wax paper. I like to put the wax paper down so it doesn't like stick to the bottom, you know?
No, the wax, putting wax paper down is...
Yeah.
It's a fantastic move if you're not doing the wax paper.
But I 100% agree with you with the sugar cookie at Christmas time. I do prefer the thin crisp with some sprinkles on it. I like the sprinkles.
Right. Yeah. Ooh. But I mean, all Christmas cookies are good. I'm not going to turn down a Christmas cookie.
Yeah.
That's true. Haven't to this day, and I never plan on doing so.
Me either.
But yeah, it really is. I've really started getting into a lot more Christmas music. I'm trying to watch some more Christmas movies, even cheesy ones that I normally wouldn't watch. I watched.
What'd you watch?
Like, I watched Miracle on 34th Street,
I'm not a big fan of the classic
ones, but I did it, and it got me in the spirit a little bit more than I was.
Yeah, it's definitely a spirit.
Yeah, I try to listen to it in the music. I'm just trying to get the whole joy out of the year, because, you know, I don't know if it's just me, but I'm getting older, and I'm appreciating these different times of years and savoring it more for everything that it is, like, the general... The get-togetherness of the families and getting together with their friends. And generally everybody, some people are a little bit more stressed out this time of year, but a lot of people are a lot more happy this time of year, and I'm trying to embrace that. I feel like that happiness.
You get in what you get out what you put in type of thing. If you're cheery and in a good Christmas spirit, it's going to be more Christmas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Which makes me think about, like, what is your favorite Christmas gift that you've ever gotten on Christmas? Since, like, I'm doing a lot of purchasing of Christmas gifts right now, and I am not a great, like, I think I'm a fairly good Christmas gift getter as far as thought goes.
Mm-hmm.
I put in, like, good thought, and I don't like to just get some little gift card or some whatever. I like to actually think about the person 100%. That I'm shopping for and get something that would be really cool that they wouldn't have thought of.
Yeah. You know what I did?
But, wait, what?
I got this from Jimmy Kimmel. I started a list that I keep all year round, and so whenever I hear someone talk about something, I put it on my list.
Mm. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, because apparently Jimmy Kimmel's known for being, like, the dopest gift giver in the world.
That is a really good idea, because, like, I'll have conversations with people, and they'll mention something. I'm like, oh, that would be something cool.
If you don't write it down immediately, you're going to forget.
That's, like, what I do for anything, even like topics for the show.
Oh yeah.
When I'm like thinking throughout the week what I want to talk about, I have to keep like a pad.
You gotta write it.
To write it down. Otherwise I'll just forget. It goes for like music that I'll hear. If somebody's like, oh well, this is this artist.
Yeah.
If I don't write it down, I'm immediately gonna forget.
That's a good point.
But yeah, so what is the favorite Christmas gift that you've ever gotten?
I think I've got a couple. One is Rachel got me a North Face backpack like 6 years ago that I still to this day wear every day.
That's awesome.
Every single day. That's probably my favorite, one of my favorite gifts. I know I'm probably forgetting something. Other favorite gift, it was when I was like 15, I think, 16 maybe, when the iPod first hit on like the Windows. Because, you know, like, remember when the iPod first came out, it was only for Apple computers?
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, then they opened iTunes up to Windows. Anyway, I got one.
Because I don't think I ever started using an iPod till they were capable to be used on Windows.
Yeah, well, same with me also. Yeah, and I was psyched on that. I used...
But you were also more... You were more up to know on the...
I used the crap out of that iPod. Like, I had thousands of songs on that thing.
Yeah, I mean, I remember my first iPod, legendary iPod, so many freaking songs on it until it was lost in a bathroom toilet.
I remember that day well, my friend.
Yeah.
I still remember, we don't have to
get into the extreme details. I remember
sound of it plopping, and I remember the sound of you after it happened.
That was so upsetting. That was so upsetting.
Quite unfortunate.
Yeah, that thing was toast.
It was.
Let's just say basically to everybody, it fell into a very unsavory toilet.
Basically radioactive.
That may have not, like, the plumbing didn't necessarily work.
Nothing worked.
A lot of nefarious things in there. A lot of backup. And there's no getting that thing back.
I totally.
There's no putting that at a race at all.
When you use that bathroom, stirring up the liquids and never cause you to gag. That's basically all we can say about that.
But moving on off of that, so your iPod, basically.
What about you and my backpack? What about you? I don't know. What's your favorite game?
Well, like, I think I tier it into different parts of my life. Like, when I was a little kid, well, there was, like, a couple when I was, like, a little kid.
I fucked up.
Well, when I got my first bike, and I remember it was, like...
Wait, hold
I don't
up.
Remember what
time... I need to revise. Well,
nope. Yes, no, hold up. I'm already okay, on go. My story. Okay, you can right, wait your turn. I'm going to wait. You already turn. Wasted yours.
You're going to say it now.
On the backpack, that's probably dope. All
right, go ahead.
Wait, am I going to say it? I was going to say a bike, first of all.
And but you talk about tears. How many tears do you
well,
have?
There was the bike, and I remember it had flames on it. And
oh,
I,
you
it
got a bike with flames
so
on it?
So awesome, yeah. That's pretty sweet. That was really dope. And then, well, there was, like, this castle. It was, like, I don't know how many kids had it, but it was, like, a play thing with, like, little characters.
A Lego
and
castle?
It wasn't a Lego castle, but it was, like, it was slightly, I don't even know how to explain it. But it had, like, little areas, different areas of the castle where you could put, like, your little players and everything, and it was just like one of those play things that you had like when you were a kid.
Yeah,
but I remember I was super pumped. It was one of the biggest toys I've ever got. I remember like having to set it up right then and there, and I played with that shit like most of my job. But wait, what were you so eager?
Nintendo 64. Totally
Oh yeah, I got a Nintendo 64.
And I was
that's
like nine,
right?
And I wasn't even expecting. I didn't even know. Like, I had no
idea.
You got
yours when you were nine. I think I was six when I got mine.
Or maybe I was
when
like seven
when it first came out.
Yeah, yeah.
And
maybe
I remember.
Maybe I was six.
It was
or seven.
All about Mario Kart and Diddy Kong Racing. I got those two games,
those
and
games?
I played those first of all, just like crazy. But so that it, like a bunch of other people in my family, my dad played the crap out of my N64.
So did mine. Yeah,
my dad loved the Ocarina of Time.
That was a great game.
The Zelda game,
one of my all-time favorite games. I replayed that not too long
ago. Then like I mean everybody played the Mario Kart, and
Mario Kart
Diddy Kong Racing was dope.
Super Mario 64, one of the greatest Mario games of all time.
I never actually owned that, but I remember going to our one buddy's place and
but you played it though.
Yeah
Wayne Gretzky, my when I got my N64,
Wayne Gretzky's 3D hockey.
I got Mario 64 and Wayne Gretzky 3D hockey. Me and my dad probably put in like thousands of hours into that game. Like,
well, I know for a fact my dad played Zelda or Grand of Time more than I did. Because
yeah.
I was so young. I don't think I could fully take in all that there was to that game.
It was,
and I remember my brother had like the strategy guide from like through the whole thing from when you were little Link to adult Link.
The game was intensive.
Yeah, it was really intensive.
I replayed that game like maybe 4 years ago because they released it for the Nintendo 3DS. And I was when I was replaying that game, I was maybe that was like 5 or 6 years. Anyway, I was playing that game. I was like, I cannot believe I played this game as like a 9-year-old or whatever. I was like, this game.
Right. Well, I was playing like
it's a hard game for certain parts.
James Bond GoldenEye, which I know my dad played the crap out of. My brother played that a ton. But that was, like, the first multiplayer first-person shooter. And I will own to this day that I was the best one in the family. Like, my brother used to play all the time. He was, like, 9 years older than me in high school. And his friends used to come over, and I know I was better than them. That game was my ish. Dude, like, I swear, I remember owning in that game.
That's one game that I will never, ever, ever, ever in my whole life ever play again just because I do not want to touch any kind of memories I have of that game.
Yeah, I have. It's terrible.
Exactly. That's what I want. I don't want to deal with that. I want to keep
it. It is terrible. The controls are wonky. The
dude, that controller was wonky. That controller was stupid.
The controller was really stupid.
Like that third panel.
Yeah, that thing was really weird. Controller was wonky. The graphics are god awful.
Yeah, that's real bad.
God awful. But at the time, that was like as best as it got. But yeah, I don't know how I forgot about the N64.
Yeah, that was
being one of the best. And that was a staple.
That was a
staple of my childhood.
Oh, me too. I mean, yeah. So many.
Like one of the staples of my childhood.
Playing with friends, playing with cousins, just like so much time spent on a console.
Yeah.
Which I guess is how kids now feel about like fucking Fortnite and shit, I guess.
Oh my God. I mean, it's not even comparable.
That's weird though. It's not, because that's like one game. Well, I guess they have Xboxes and all that stuff.
Yeah, they can play games on everything. It's accessible everywhere and all the time, and like it's a different world.
It's a different situation.
No. But hey, let us know some of y'all's favorite Christmas gifts out there.
Yes,
we'd really like to hear.
Favorite Christmas gifts.
It is that time of year. But Going back to the AI, because I am shopping for various people in my life right now, but I'm a little bit of a procrastinator when it comes to shopping. I'm not. And I'm really bad. Well, and it's not like necessarily like procrastination, like I just don't think about any of it. Like I look at a lot of different stuff online all the time, but I'm really hesitant to pull the trigger.
See, that's what I'm saying. I get it every year. I get it all done on Black Friday, or I get like 80% of it done on Black Friday weekend. Cause then you like all those deals are online too. So I have like pretty much what I know what I'm going to get people. Yeah. I knock it all out on Black Friday. And then you get the like little remaining things throughout the,
but it's not just remaining things. I'll see stuff that I'm like, oh, that might've been better for this person than the thing I already got them. This already happened. Cause we do with our
group, are they like expensive things?
No, not necessarily, but just something that I'm like, oh, this would be awesome, and I bought something, but this might be a little bit more awesome.
You could probably just return the other thing, no?
But then that's also awesome. Like, I'm having this... I'm having this problem, like, almost specifically with our group chat we do. It's six of us, and we do a Secret Santa every year. It's easier Threadmas. The Threadmas, as we call it. And it's way easier than just everybody getting everybody else like gifts or whatever, because we're all not making that much money. And
you have not? Well, I don't know.
Well, I mean, we're all not making that much money. All of us aren't making that
much
money.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. you didn't get your Threadmas gift yet for your person?
No, I got my Threadmas gift for my person, and then I saw something even a little bit better later, and then I bought it, and I just bought it, and I'm just giving it.
I'm so excited to give my person their gift. I got my person their gift, and I cannot wait to give it to them.
No, I'm pumped to give my gift. I think we do a really good job because we've all known each other for so long, and we know each other so freaking well.
That's pretty true.
That it's easy to find a very thoughtful gift, but then there's a lot of pressure because like I don't want to get some like crap for one of y'all that's like one of my best friends.
I don't think anyone
anything like that.
It's funny, like, last year, one of our friends got me a charger, and they know me quite well. I use that charger all the time.
Yeah.
And that's such a basic thing, but it's a sweet gift. It's right over there. It's like 10 foot long. I love it.
I mean, yeah, we did an awesome job with the gifts.
Yeah.
I got a t-shirt that was really funny, the Rosa Parks.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
T-shirt, and a neti pot, which I had talked about all the time. About wanting one to clear up my sinuses because they're crap, especially during the winter.
Oh, yeah.
When you start kicking up the heat and my nose gets all dried out at night and stuff like that.
I was trying to explain that to someone today because I experienced the same type of thing. And, like, so normally when I go, the temperature changes, like, it's freezing outside now. So when I come in, like, get into work where the heat is, like, blasting, I'll, like, have a runny nose or I'll start sneezing or something. Everyone's always like, oh, you're getting sick. I'm like, I'm not. It's just like, the adjustment of, like, coming in here.
Because it's an extremely dry environment. If, like, the heat is running all the time, it's dry heat. There's no humidity to any of it.
Right.
So, like, it dries everything out. Then your nasal passages.
We also have a dehumidifier in our room for whatever reason.
You have a dehumidifier?
Yes, I don't know why.
Is it running
now?
Why?
No, not here in my house at work.
No. Oh, I meant, like, at work. Why is it still running?
I don't know.
What is humid?
I turned it off.
Was there a leak somewhere?
There must have been. Oh, maybe that's why I'm saying. Maybe
because,
mold.
Like, yeah, if there's maybe a leak somewhere, do you have carpet?
There is carpet.
If there's a carpet, dehumidifiers will help with that.
I turned it off one day, and they noticed. They plugged it right back in. I was like, it doesn't need to be less humid.
Wait, why did you unplug it? It can't possibly do that much.
I think it does. I don't. It can't help.
If the heat's already running, it's already going to be dried out.
Right. Well, anyway,
you're already screwed. You unplugging that thing is just being passive aggressive.
But no one knew I unplugged it.
That's what makes it passive aggressive.
Could have been the cleaning people.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. Not if it was in the middle of the day.
No, it was in the morning.
Okay.
And then I went and scurried and got coffee, so no one would think I wasn't the first person in there.
Wow. Your office dynamics sound fantastic already. All right. And we Oh yeah, like I guess sticking on the Christmas theme for a little bit. Have you heard like all this backlash to the Baby It's Cold Outside song?
I have heard a little bit of backlash.
Baby It's Cold Outside. I really can't stay. Baby It's Cold Outside. I've got to go, huh?
Yeah, what's in this drink? That's actually
the that's one of the big big factors. What's in this drink? Which, I mean, I guess looking on at it, it is a very sketchy line.
But she's like, saying it like not like like what's in this, like what, you know? Or maybe she's not. I don't know. All I know is I love
that song. I don't know. Explain what you're trying to say.
We are on record a couple weeks ago talking about how suspect this song is. So let's just start there.
Yeah, we did mention that. We are ahead of the curve. We're ahead. Before it really became a thing, before a lot of radio stations started banning it, apparently, because that's banned. What's happened over the country a lot of places.
It sucks because that's like, I really like that Christmas song, but like if you really listen to it, it's kind of like, ugh.
I really do like that Christmas song as well, but it is it's an icky feeling song.
Yeah.
Especially when you really think about it and look at everything.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's a dude and a woman and...
He's really trying to bang. Not trying to let her go home because he's trying to get it in.
What's in this drink? Baby, it's cold.
Very problematic. And like, and I honestly,
Maybe just a cigarette more.
And like, and I get both sides of the argument. Or and I guess like, obviously,
do we need to pull it? Does it need to be like, banned?
Like, who cares? Like.
I mean, there's way worse rapper songs. There's way worse rap songs out there. Those don't get banned.
That's a big thing that like a lot of people are saying. Like a lot of rapper songs
cooking up,
but like it's like the same. Like they'll sing all these songs that are like bad about women, but then they don't like this song because. But my whole idea is the people that are really offended by "Baby It's Cold Outside." Aren't listening to rap.
Probably not.
They like to paint it. Like, a lot of people like to paint it as, like, oh, this liberal PC, like, whatever. Like, we can't say anything. Nothing's fun. Everything's being ruined and everything. Yeah. But then also, I guess that's associated with people that like rap music because liberal people also like rap music. But it's not the same type of person.
I assumed that it was...
I don't even get what that connection is. It's like an automatic connection that's made, and it's always like, oh, well, they'll sing rap lyrics, but they're offended by this song. It's like, well, whoever said that the people...
No, I don't think that's the argument, though.
There's a... Well, there that argument's been made for a lot of people that get offended by a song that's like this. And they're like, well, they'll sing songs about...
My argument was just like, if this song's on the radio already, they're playing like rapists on the radio, then you might as well have "Baby It's Cold Outside."
I mean, also true. That's also true. I mean, but that is the argument. That is like one of the big counter arguments. It's like, well, hip hop's terrible towards women. Why can't this song be? Terrible tour. Well, that's basically what it boils down to.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't even just talking about horror, just in general.
But then, like, the people that are saying, that are just over it, that are saying, well, why do we have to bring up anything about "Baby It's Cold Outside"? Like, it was, like, written forever ago. Plus, like, you listen to rap music as well.
But see, I don't think... But that's not the argument I'm making.
Well, that's not the argument you're making, but it's in line with that argument.
You want to hear my Christmas rap?
No.
It was a silent night, bitch.
It was a holy night, bitch. I don't want to listen to this at all.
Chilling with Jesus.
Especially with an open... Especially chilling with Jesus. And who?
And shit.
The three wise men. That's not even creative.
It's a work in progress.
That's not even creative. You don't know my creativity.
It was a silent night, bitch.
I know it doesn't show itself in
rap. It was a holy night, bitch.
That is something I can say wholeheartedly.
Been working on that for a couple years now.
A couple years?
It's not done.
A couple years.
It's a solid couple years. Wow. My thing is this. I love that song. It doesn't... It's not... You know, it's not near the only good Bruce Springsteen song.
Wait,
That one where he's like pretending to talk to the audience or whatever.
Santa Claus is coming to town or whatever.
Santa Claus is coming to town. And you know that one, the only good Bruce Springsteen song.
Or is it and that then, other one that he sings? Honestly, like, and I don't really want to get into it, but I don't really like Bruce Springsteen.
I can't stand Bruce Springsteen. That's why I said that's his only good
going to song. School in Philadelphia and half the school being like Jersey kids and Bruce Springsteen being from
Jersey.
What
is it with Jersey and Bruce Springsteen?
He's from New Jersey.
I know. Well, yeah. Okay. But okay. Yeah. I guess that's
he's the most famous person from New Jersey.
But it's like a, yeah, is, yeah, I guess so.
He is a god in New Jersey.
I feel like people don't do that and about I don't, people from like Baltimore. You know what I mean? Like
what? We don't have a Bruce Springsteen. If we did, we would own him all like,
we've got all The Wire. Day. Everyone loves The Wire.
Exactly.
I don't love it just because it's Baltimore. That's a little different, I guess.
You don't like The Wire?
No, I love The Wire, but I don't only like it because it's from Baltimore.
But
I
guess you probably rep it a little extra harder because it is Baltimore.
You know what? I don't because it's like, it's so like, oh, The Wire. When you, now it's like, we all know The Wire is good. Like now whenever you hear someone talk about The Wire, it's like, okay, we get it.
It's like, the show ended like 13 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while.
No, but I mean, but it is that one of those pride points. I don't even know how we got onto the. Oh, yeah, the Bruce Springsteen Christmas song.
You better watch out. You better not. Wait, what is it? You better not cry.
You better not. But I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus coming to town.
His live shows are great. I never got.
Everyone talking about the like 4 hour. I don't want to go to a 4 hour show like that. And he's like running around doing.
You
push-ups.
Saw Fish with me.
Was that 4 hours?
That was roughly.
Okay, well, that was a different situation too. Time wasn't normal that day.
Yeah,
I guess.
We were also years ago.
Oh, we were also all experiencing carbon monoxide poisoning that day.
Yeah, some stronger than others.
Yeah, some way stronger than
others. No, but I mean, I just hear he brings intensity. But whatever, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, we don't need to get into
it. It has nothing to do with Baby It's Cold Outside. It's problematic song. If you want to listen to it, listen to it. If you don't want to listen to it, don't listen to it. See, that's like the problem. Like every person thinks that people care about their opinions, and obviously we think people care about our opinions because we're doing a podcast, but like but that's like the thing, like whenever anything everybody's offended by literally everything nowadays, and with how the internet is with Twitter and just people being able to put their voices out there and being able to get a backing, like anybody can say anything and get support, it can be the most off the wall type of thing, and I kind of have a problem, and I'm getting off topic, but, like, how we fetishize, like, really just stupid ideas nowadays.
Like what?
Too, with, like, the earth being flat.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, shit like
hey,
that.
Hey, bro, we don't know.
And, okay. Like, how that has gotten, like, in the year 2018, the scientific thing that's gotten the most resurgence is the earth is flat.
It's a lot of
and, like, popular culture.
It's a lot
of fucking absurd.
It's a lot of
insane. This is an insane thing.
It's a lot of convincing YouTube videos out there, bro.
You know what's
it's
also
a fish-eyed lens.
You know what's more convincing?
The fish-eyed
just like
lens.
The other hundreds of years of science, like back up that it's not.
I know. I don't understand how that one took off. I don't understand how that one took off, but it has. But yeah,
it really has. It's got. It's been more in the public in like just like the zeitgeist, as it were. Like it's more living in that than it has been in centuries.
Well, did you see the photo of Bieber eating the burrito sideways and the photo of who was it that just was someone's, was it one of the Jenner's boyfriends or something? I forget who it was exactly. Shout out to anyone who shouts out what the correct pictures. But anyway, the whole point of the thing was that like these pictures are the fakes are getting so realistic right now. The whole point of it was like don't believe what you see on the internet now.
Yeah. Dang. Which what?
But it was the same people who did
that. Literally been see, what it's been like for years.
Did you see the Bieber eating burrito sideways?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so the picture was by those people that did that, and they put out another one, and now I can't think of who it was. But
yeah, well,
that was the whole thing.
I don't know. I mean, anybody that's like on the internet, like and is still just believing whatever the first thing they come across. It's just, that's just not, it's not good practice.
Yeah. That's also people like, oh, I want this to be true. You know what I mean? Like, I've been guilty of that, too. Like, I wanted the Michael Jackson castrato thing to be real.
But, like, it should be how would you...
Castrati.
I guess, like, the best comparison I can try to, like, make up off the top of my head, it's kind of like when you come across a homeless person and they're asking for money. The first thing that a lot of, like, that comes to a lot of people's minds is, like, yo, this dude's probably going to go...
Spend it
on drugs or, like, alcohol. That should be how you take in... anything you see from the internet.
Is it?
You should be more skeptical initially than a lot of people who are just like willing to believe the first thing that comes across. Like this like people can come across homeless people and they might more than likely want drugs or something. But then there's a good amount of times that they want food. And it's compared to
We don't need to get into this, but it's the same. It is true during the 2016 situation when all like the older generation passing around all those fake articles on Facebook because they're not used to that type of thing. All that.
And if it just comes across.
Anyway, but Christmas.
God, yeah. That's what we were talking about. Well, although we weren't really talking about Christmas. We were talking about
Santa Claus.
We're talking about the sexism that is rife within old Christmas songs.
It is rife, yes. I do love that song, though. And it's in the movie Elf, which is one of my favorite.
So if you want to listen to it, listen to it. If you don't want to listen to it, don't listen to it. Whatever.
Will Ferrell was sitting in the shower listening to Zooey Deschanel sing that song in the movie Elf.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that?
That's right.
Which, I'm not a huge fan of Zooey Deschanel with blonde hair. I like her better.
Kevin just said that
hair.
In his...
There's audible gasp. Fiance
made an audible gasp from the other room.
It was audible.
So clearly she doesn't agree with that. That's that opinion. I love Zooey Deschanel.
Everyone loves
Zooey Deschanel. She and him, great band that I actually have seen live.
Have you?
Yeah.
Where did you see live?
I saw them, I don't know, this was like a festival or something like 10 years ago. And I didn't even know it was like them.
Really?
Or like she, because she's in this band, she and him. It's like these, her and this guy, and they make music. And it's really nice. But I was like sitting.
All the listeners out there, shout out.
I think I was just like hanging out on somebody's like blanket or whatever. And somebody was just like, isn't that the chick from Elf? And we were like, wait, no. What the hell are you talking about? Blah, blah, blah. And yeah, it was Zooey Deschanel.
The New Girl is a great sitcom.
New Girl's a great sitcom. I like her with bangs.
Okay.
Have you ever seen her without bangs?
Maybe.
She doesn't look like the same person.
Really? I'll Google it.
And she doesn't look like the same person. Like, because I remember, this started because somebody, I think, online somewhere, they were like, how is anybody fooled by Superman just putting on glasses? And he's like a totally different person. Like, that doesn't make any sense, blah, blah, blah. And somebody was like, have you ever seen Zooey Deschanel without bangs? And then, like, put the pictures side by side. It doesn't look like the same person. Like, at all. I'm guessing you're Googling this right
now. Yeah, I'm looking into
it. Fantastic.
I'm looking into
audio.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah, she does look completely different. She looks kind of like, I can't put my finger on it, but she looks completely different. Although she's also wearing...
She looks like a different fucking person.
Yeah. I'm a fan of both, to be honest. But, you know. Oh, they have Rihanna with and without bangs, too.
Yeah, but nobody, like, thinks of Rihanna and is like, I think of her with only bangs. That is Zooey Deschanel. Like, think of Zooey Deschanel with bangs. And when I saw that other picture, it was, like, jarring.
Yeah, it's pretty jarring. And without glasses too. There's no glasses.
Yeah,
Elf is a great Christmas movie. Have you watched any of those Netflix Christmas movies?
How did we get on this line? Weren't we like talking about something?
Talking about Bruce Springsteen.
Well, no, I meant getting how we got into Elf and Zooey Deschanel. You don't like her blonde hair or something?
I do like her blonde hair. I'm just not as much of a fan as her with the dark.
Oh, right.
Or I don't dislike. You know what I mean?
Elf is. Elf is a really good Christmas movie.
I had a pretty
movie.
Large project to do this
There's
weekend.
There's not a lot of modern-day Christmas movies. Like, Christmas movies that have come out Like, within our lifetime, like, especially later in our lifetime.
That are classics.
That are classics.
This Kurt Russell one that just popped up on Netflix is pretty good.
What? Kurt Russell?
Yeah, it's a new Kurt Russell Christmas movie.
The just came new out Kurt week. Russell Christmas. Yeah. How old is Kurt Russell? Like, 78?
He looks good, though. He's like Tango and Cash days.
No, he's...
Yeah, he is.
No, he doesn't look like that. There's does, no dude. Way.
He's been working
it's
out.
It's scientifically impossible oh, no. for him to look like that.
He's looking good. He's looking good.
No, but what is this movie?
I forget. It's about, like, Christmas and, like, the kid...
It's about Christmas? It's a Christmas movie about it's like Christmas?
The two, there's two kids, and the one kid's a troublemaker, and they have to go on an adventure together, and Santa's, like, broken down in Chicago. But it's good. Check it out.
What is it on Netflix? Netflix it's yeah. a new Christmas movie? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's brand
and
new.
And you don't know the movie.
I forget the
name of it.
All right.
Well, it's I'll fantastic.
It is good.
No, that's a fantastic way to plug the movie. It's great.
All right. Here we go. Got it. It is.
Then, I mean, if it's on Netflix.
Oh, and like, Goldie Hawn's in it, too.
Isn't Kurt Russell married to Goldie yeah, Hawn?
Yeah, that's probably why she's in it.
Yeah.
She's not really in it. She makes like a couple cameo scenes. She's appearance. Mrs. Claus.
Is he Mr.
Oh,
Claus?
Oh, shoot. Is that a spoiler alert? Spoiler alert.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck the movie this is. Ooh. Or anything you're talking about.
It's called
about.
The Christmas Chronicles with Kurt Russell on Netflix.
I'm out. All right.
No, it's that's good. Cool. I put it, well, it's good. It's pretty good.
I put it where?
I put it up put it? With, it's the best of the new age Christmas. It's better than Christmas with the Cranks. I'll say that.
Is it better or worse than Die Hard?
Well, that's not fair comparison.
No. Christmas with the Cranks?
Yeah, the Tim Allen.
It's better
movie.
Than that.
Yeah.
Did is you that, that your bar of, like, comparing
well,
Christmas
Well, I would consider
movies?
That one of the new age Christmas movies.
Didn't that shit come out in, like, the 90s?
No, Christmas with the Cranks?
When did that
come out?
It came
out, like, mid to late aughts.
Okay. Wow.
I'll throw that in whenever I can.
Everybody out there, jackass or not, somebody that says aughts for the 2000s.
That's what it
please
is.
Please respond to us at ThreadLads.
That's what they're called
or
the aughts.
At Lads Thread on Twitter. At ThreadLads on Instagram. At Lads Thread on Twitter.
Like, what's a new age Christmas movie?
Bad Santa would be a newer age Christmas
okay.
movie.
Okay, well, that's the best. That's the tip of
that
the
came out around
2004.
That's around when Elf came out.
Because Elf and Bad Santa are the best of the new age Christmas movies. Then I'll put this new Santa Claus, I mean this Christmas Chronicles up there with it.
Would you can? Well, it's not a Christmas movie, but how do you feel about Eight Crazy Nights, the Adam Sandler Hanukkah movie?
Oh, you know, I never saw that.
The animated one?
Yeah, I never saw it.
I've only seen bits and pieces spliced up. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen the whole thing all the way through.
Apparently
people are hit or miss on it.
Apparently he came out with a new like comedy
He's
special.
He's got a stand-up special yeah. on Netflix.
Apparently it's not just like even... It's like his old... Like he does the mute, the guitar
Yeah,
he's,
he brings out the guitar. Yeah. He's got his dog there. I've seen like the preview for it. Like, but I've never actually seen the whole thing.
That was the first comedy I ever listened to as a kid was Adam Sandler's album.
Oh, yeah. I love the fucking... the... Happy Hanukkah song.
Oh, yeah.
That was just great.
I haven't heard that on the radio yet.
Well, you know why? Because we used to hear it every year on 99.1 HFS.
Oh, that's probably right.
They used to play it all the time.
101.9 is not going to play it.
And, yeah, that's just not played. And we don't get DC 101 well enough. I don't know if they're playing it on there. But they're definitely not. There's nowhere for us to listen to it anymore.
For all our non-Maryland listeners out there, 99.1 was this big rock station here in Maryland, Baltimore when we were growing up. And then one day when I think I was in the eighth grade, I was actually in the car with another one of our friends from Loyola or from high school. We were in the car when it switched over to a Spanish radio station.
Yeah. It switched over to a Spanish radio station. I remember people.
They didn't tell anybody.
People were talking about it on AOL Instant Messenger.
Yeah, Instant Messenger.
That's where I found out. And I immediately just rushed to the first.
Yeah.
Radio that was like near to me and turned it on and it was like
the Soul El Sol
yeah
or something.
And
then
crazy
they came back for like a minute a couple years ago and then died off
it was
again,
way
right?
longer than a couple years ago
oh what's that okay
yeah because it was 105.7 what now is the Fan the sports radio station in Baltimore it came back as HFS Then it went to a talk radio station. Then it became sports radio station that it is now. Really?
No, didn't they somewhat recently came back on 99.1, I thought. Like a couple years ago.
Oh, that I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
That I don't know about. Oh, no, they came out. Yeah. This is probably terrible to listen to for people out there. But, like, no, they came back.
Oh, whatever.
They came back on a different station.
Yeah.
It didn't last long. Matter. They had terrible reach as a radio station. Like, I couldn't even really get it anywhere.
We've got a friend that works in radio, and he said that the, like, antenna that they use for, like,
was just terrible.
Was, like, minuscule compared to, like, the antenna that the radio station that he works at uses.
Yeah.
And so he was, like, surprised that it even... Because it's true. It would go blurry. Like, you... Anyway, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
The Hanukkah song was great.
I forget how all of this started, but...
Goddamn Bruce Springsteen.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I hate Bruce Springsteen so much.
We just had a bit of a scare.
Yeah, a little bit of snafu. It's all good, though. We are back and everything's saved.
Remember to save your work, people.
Yeah, it's all good. Remember to save. It's a key. It's a key thing to remember. You know what else is key to remember? And I didn't really think about this until I was on my way over here. And so the power in my neighborhood by my house is out.
Yeah.
And so that none sucks. Of the, there's, and I live like right in the middle of the city. There's a lot of street lights and everything. And apparently, and I know I do this a lot and I just rail on how people drive, but apparently people don't remember how to drive when there's no power. Like if you come to an intersection where there's a light, treat it like a four-way fucking stop sign.
Yeah.
And nobody knows what, it's four-way stop sign.
Yeah.
No one knows what's
people
going on.
People just whip through.
People are whipping through. Yeah. People are sitting there for forever. Yeah. People don't know anything.
Well, it sucks because
it's chaos.
The people who treat it correctly as the four-way stop sign, they pay the price because everyone else just starts going and going and going and going. It's so messed up.
Right, yeah.
It would be so much more seamless if people just treated it as the four-way stop.
As a four-way stop. Yeah. Just treat it as a four-way stop. And it takes a little longer, but it makes sense, and no one's gonna die.
It makes perfect sense. It's like the
but nobody remembers anything that they're taught. In
people are like, fuck this, I'm gonna go.
Nobody knows that, like, if you're on a one way and you're turning onto a one way, you can make a left on red.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't say it's red.
Exactly.
You're all supposed to stay in the don't drive zones of trucks so they can see you out of 16 wheelers. Like, don't be up on a 16 wheeler because they don't know you're there.
Or just.
Literally.
Yeah. Or any other car, too.
Or
don't
any
be
other
in their
car.
Blind
don't be
side.
A douchebag.
Or blind side. Whatever.
Yeah.
Blind.
Or, but don't be blind a douchebag side. And just pull up on people's backs.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
But yeah, there's so many little things that I feel like just nobody knows.
You know what I
like I rail on like driving a lot.
I feel like no one waves anymore. No one gives the wave. You know, when
I
let someone in.
Wave all the time.
Me too.
I couldn't tell you the last time I got a wave.
Exactly.
I let people over all the time because like I'm never really like I'm not like super stressed out like whatever. I'm usually always running late anyway. But like if somebody wants to get over. Give me a wave.
Yeah,
that's all
wave.
I ask. That's all I ask. I'll give y'all all the space you want. Give me a fucking wave. That's all I ask.
It's
I don't
common courtesy.
Tip. I don't want anything. I want a wave. Yeah. Give me a little wave.
The little wave makes everything.
It's not that hard.
Even when like someone like cuts you off or something and I'm all like, oh, what the? And then they give the little wave. I'm like, oh, all right.
Oh, they thought I was going to them space to move over. This all makes sense now.
It does.
Yeah. It's just better practice. Wave, people.
Just wave. It makes everything better.
You were saying that you felt particularly like you did something. Didn't you do something nice today? It wasn't exactly charitable work. What, you helped out a Grubhub dude?
So I try to get gas every single Tuesday because Tuesdays at Shell are 20 cents off premium gas. So I make sure.
Whoa. You get premium?
I have to get premium in my car. That's the way it was tuned.
Your Honda?
My Honda Civic Si, yes, takes
very
premium gas.
Interesting.
I'm also running several performance parts in my car, so I need that.
Yeah, of course.
There's a difference in how the combustion works in these cars. Okay, anyway, so I need premium gas in my car.
And I didn't know you were living like that, Kevin. No, you could afford that premium.
It's not about what you can. It's how the what car about was.
Silver? Would you ever get silver?
No, would not get silver. I don't want to risk the Knox.
I don't even know what silver is.
It's just a slightly
is that less. What the second one is?
What
is that? What the mid tier is called? Silver?
I think so. Well, I think it's different at each gas station. But oh. It's usually like 93 is premium, and I think 91 is silver, and then 87 is regular.
Gotcha.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. In Canada, you can get 94. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Oh, you can get that pure. And almost pure.
So I tried to get my car wasn't, I was getting my brakes done yesterday, so I couldn't go on Tuesday. So I had to go today, which I was not a fan of because I don't get my 20 cents off. So anyway, I was stopped there.
I'm upset for you.
This guy came up to me. Well, because I also have the Shell Rewards, just like regular rewards card that I signed up for free, which everyone should sign up for because it's free and you don't have to buy anything or anything. And you get 5 cents off a gallon just for having it.
Right.
So if you stack it, I get a quarter off a gallon every Tuesday when I use it.
Wow. That's pretty, that's a good deal.
That adds up.
Do you have to pay to get into the Shell
to the get rewards that, card? The no, rewards it's card? Completely free.
Oh, you just get it free.
Yeah, they have them at like the thing. The woman signed me up for one day. You get like more rewards if you like link your credit card to do it and buy it. Like I'm not doing all that. I just do the 5 cent because you stack. Anyway.
Okay.
Unimportant. I digress.
No.
I was getting gas, and this guy came up to me and was like, "Oh man, my car died. Is there any way you can give me a jump?" And I was like, "I guess, man. I'll
give you a jump." Doesn't sound like you're really trying to get this dude.
Oh, I thought he was scamming me because his car, like, he came, he like walked. He was like, "Oh, it's over at the Taco Bell," which was like across the intersection. So I thought he was gonna be like, "Oh, can I have a couple bucks or whatever?" And he was very nervous seeming, you know. So I was just like,
"Right."
A youngish guy, you know, and I was like, "Sure, man, I'll give you the." I was like, "I'll give you a jump," and he was like, about to like make to like towards my car. I was like, "No." I was like, "I'll meet you over there. Like, you're not getting in my car. Like, I don't know you." So he went to the gas station real quick to like get a drink or whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, "Which car is it?" He's like, "It's a black Toyota Camry." So he got there faster than I did. And
because it's across the street.
Yeah, so his car was broken down. Turns out he's a very nice guy. He was like an Uber Eats or Grubhub delivery driver, and he was like, he was like, "I'm gonna lose all my deliveries for the whole day."
He would have lost his Uber Eats job.
He had the Taco Bell that he was picking up with him.
That dish was definitely cold.
So the thing was, like, you know,
Homeboy's Crunchwrap is not going to be good by the time he gets it.
I know. I feel bad because he probably got a bad review on that one. But the thing was, like, I had to re-angle my car. Like, I pulled up because it's lunchtime, and I was on my lunch break getting gas.
Yeah, no.
The parking lot was full, so, like, I parked next to him, but, like, our batteries were on opposite sides, you know? So, I, like, and my jumper cables aren't that long.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you're asking someone for a jump, you got to either have jumper cables or you need to ask them if they have jumper cables. Luckily, yeah. I do, but I was like,
you should not just ask people, "Can you give me a jump?" Yeah. And assume.
There's an expectation.
Also, well, everyone should have jumper cables.
Everyone should have jumper cables.
That was like one of the biggest things about like just getting on the road for the first time. Yeah. Like what you should always have in your car just in
They're
case.
They're like 10
jumper
bucks.
Cables.
They're
yeah.
so cheap.
And they don't. It's not like they run out.
They never go back.
No. Once you have a set of jumper cables, you never have to buy another pair of jumper cables.
So luckily, I did have a pair of jumper cables with me, so I was giving him a jump. But like he was in a rush because he was missing out on his delivery. And so like when I'm just like repositioning my car, so I left my hood up and stuff. So dude's like running at my car with the cables trying to connect him to the battery. I'm like, "Yo, hold up. Like, let me turn the car off." Like, I don't trust that. Like, I always make sure the car's off. Like,
you should.
Yeah, the cars are off. You attach them, you turn the first car on, you turn the second car on. Very
That's
basic.
That's just how you do it.
You don't
yeah.
run at the car with the jumper cables trying to turn it on with the car still on. Like, you could blow, like, you mess up the electrical system somewhere, you never know. Like,
you could die.
I'm like, "Oh, hold on." So, anyway, fine.
Just shock yourself.
Yeah, you could shock yourself. I've seen people get them caught on fire. Anyway.
It's not smart.
Turned out to be a great guy. We talked for like a couple minutes before he had to speed off to get his deliveries.
Right. you know, that Taco Bell is cold as hell.
Oh yeah, Taco Bell does not stay warm. It's also
that shit barely stays warm when you get it through the drive-through. Like you go 5 minutes away, that shit's cold.
It was also like 30 degrees outside today.
Yeah.
And his car was off.
It was off.
Because he has no battery power. Yeah. So, yeah. But anyway, I felt bad. But then I was thinking, like, you know, you got to be careful because someone could be asking for a jump. The dude could have been trying to get in my car, trying to give me a ride over there, and he pulls a knife on me, like, give me your wallet or whatever. You know, you got to be careful.
Oh, yeah, totally. I just would have been like, yo, I can't.
You would have said you wouldn't have given him the jump?
I might have given him the jump. It depends on how I was feeling. Honestly, it would have depended on what mood he caught me in. And, like, yeah. I always like to help out people or whatever, but, like, sometimes I'm just like, yo, I'm not trying to deal with anybody.
I will say the thought crossed my mind to speed to like just drive off when he
usually asked, like if it's a situation like that.
Well, when he asked,
I'm like, this person needs like help. Yeah. I'll just man up and do it.
Well, when he motioned towards like he was gonna get in my car, like I was gonna give him a ride over to his car.
What did you say? Did you say, yo, you're not getting my car though?
I was like, no, I'll meet you over there. Which car is yours? Okay. I just said it like that,
right?
Like just direct. Like you're not getting in my
car. I'm picturing in my. In my head, like, he's getting into your car, and you just throw up the arm. It was like, nah, bro.
No, I didn't do that. I mean, the passenger side was locked anyway. But I was just like, I'll meet you over there. And then if he was going to give me a hard time about it, then I would have just been like, all
right. Right.
Or I would have been like, oh, sure. And then I would have just driven off.
But yeah.
He was – I could tell, though, after that, though, that he was just, like
he was just nervous. Probably, like, panicked, and he was, like, freaking out about his job and shit.
You can't decipher nervousness in the beginning, because it's like, is he nervous he's about to scam somebody, or is he
about to lose his job?
Yeah, or you can't tell which nervous it is in the beginning.
Yeah, no, that's like, very true.
So, you know, I don't know, but he turned out to be nice. Or I blew a scam, who knows?
What is up with the Uber Eats, like, shit? Like, if you drive on that, is it basically, like, like driving Uber or driving for Grubhub, like you have to go to the place. How do you get paid for that shit? Do you make good money? I need a side hustle.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say my coworker drives Uber. He's an older gentleman, and he drives Uber during the day on the weekends only, because he doesn't like to drive at night because he says he's not comfortable driving at night or whatever. He makes a couple $100 every weekend just driving in the morning. He's like, I love it because he drives all the people that, like, he drives us, like, the next day to
the
go
next
get their
day,
car.
Motherfuckers, yeah. To go get their car.
He was like, everyone's friendly. House, he's like, everyone's nice. And he just
everybody's out of it. No one's belligerent. Everyone's thrown up what they need to throw up if need be. Everybody just needs to get to where they need to go.
I would love to drive Uber because I love driving already.
That's probably the best time. I was thinking about it. Like, I wouldn't mind driving Uber to, like, in that Saturday morning range.
Exactly. That's what he does. Saturday,
like, where
Sunday
everyone's
morning.
Just hungover, going to, like, nobody's, like...
Yeah, no one's
No angry. One's already hammered.
Right.
Like, being belligerent, drunk person. Like,
they're either, like, still hammered.
The people that do the Friday and Saturday nights are... Just the most. They have to be the most patient people ever.
Yeah, I can't deal with all that. Or crazy. Remember my Lyft experience?
Or
crazy person?
Or insane?
Or insane?
That was late night. That was like 2:30 in the morning or some shit.
That was pretty late. Yeah, I couldn't.
2:33 in the morning, and
I can't do the Uber stuff though because I don't have a 4-door car. I could do the Uber Eats, but I don't want to do that, dude. Your car's gonna smell like food forever. You don't know what people, you know, ordering food.
If it's all packaged up correctly, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't just sit in your car.
People ordering Subway sandwiches with extra onion. You know how bad Subway sandwiches already smell?
Subways do Uber Eats?
I think everyone does Uber Eats now.
Everyone.
I just saw a commercial for Subway. They do Uber Eats now.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, everybody.
I'd be pissed about the Subway sandwich. That would be the only one I'd be upset about.
You have to walk in. So you're going to walk into
that
Subway.
Throw it in my trunk, yo.
Yeah, but you have to walk into the Subway. So as soon as you step through that threshold, you smell like bread or whatever that smell is. So you smell like bread onions.
Look, and it's not like a spirit that's going to stick with you the rest of your life.
It does. You got to have a thick, like, nylon jacket today. You're going to take off right
in food places.
But you never worked at a Subway. That bread smell sticks. That sticks.
No,
even in the wintertime, when you drive by a Subway, the windows are all foggy from that bread.
I bet you can get the people that work there to run it out to you.
Rent what?
The Uber Eats order or whatever.
Oh, to run? No.
You just, like,
text
them.
I feel like I feel like they treat you worse than like customers. They're like, oh,
they're not paying you. They don't give a fuck.
Exactly. That's what I mean. They're like, fuck this guy. Who is he? You know, because now there's like 1 degree of separation between them and the customers. They don't give a shit about your Uber Eats guy or whatever.
Oh, well, but that in turn, the Uber Eats guy is the customer.
But not, they don't see it
but
that way.
But they don't. I guess the Uber Eats guy isn't the customer because they don't have a choice on where they're going.
Yeah. I don't know how that works. Like, you put in the order, then I guess you get a notification on your phone, like, go pick this up at Subway Sandwiches.
I was just wondering which would be better or if you could do both at the same time or something.
I don't think you could do both at the same time. Because, like, what if you have someone's order in this? And then, but you can't do both because you got that extra onion Subway sandwich.
No, but
I mean,
but you're like logged in and, like, you can see, like, either an order or you can see somebody requesting a ride and you're like, I kind of would deliver this food instead.
That's a good point.
Or something. That's what I meant.
The only bad thing about Uber Lyft, though, is my coworker was saying that one time he was like, I'll take one more ride for the end of the night. And then he had to drive to, like, Blacksburg, Virginia. Which, for those who don't know, is like a four-hour drive, I think, or something.
He probably made cash. Make some buku off that.
Yeah.
My roommate just texted, I think we've got power now.
Oh, that's nice.
I really hope I have power.
I hope you have power. What does he think he has? He's not sure.
I haven't made dinner.
I offered you a delicious ham and noodle situation.
Well, I had a large lunch and like I wasn't.
Large lunch? It's almost 10 o'clock at night.
I didn't eat. When I got here, it was like 7. A little after 7. It was like 7:15.
That's true.
And I ate.
Just goes to show you the effort we put into these podcasts. These
I ate
hours.
I ate lunch at like 3 o'clock.
Oh, you had a late lunch, yeah.
So I had a late lunch. Late lunch. I got here.
Would you have a gobbler?
No, I had a little like chili that I made.
Love me some chili.
Also, I like made a little like potato hash thing the other morning.
Did you put the chili on the potato hash?
So, yeah, I did, like, I reheated the potato hash reheated the potato hash this morning. I cracked an egg on it, heated it, like, I covered it, heated it up a little bit, threw that in Tupperware thing, and then I had my side chili. Ooh. So then I just heated up the chili and poured it over, like, the potatoes and, like, this egg.
That sounds decadent.
It was delicious.
There's a subreddit. There's a Reddit subreddit called Put an Egg on It, and it's just all pictures of people.
I throw an egg on whatever.
Me too. Fantastic. It is. It adds so much to a delicious meal.
If you need protein to anything, too.
Protein. Or, it's and fantastic. That drippy yolk.
Yolk.
Gotta get that drippy.
Those are two different words.
I made, I love eggs.
Eggs are fantastic. They're easy to make. They're pretty cheap.
I eat a ton of eggs.
I eat a good amount of eggs as well.
Yeah.
If I ever get the space for it, which I probably won't because I don't really plan on living in areas with a lot of space, I will get some chickens.
I really wanted chicken. Recently, though, we went and visited a farm, and chickens are just heinous creatures. Like, heinous creatures.
Yeah, you have a couple dogs, though.
Yeah, but they're not as heinous as dogs.
Why?
It's mostly that like liquid urine poop that comes out of them, and they're mean.
Didn't
to each
your
other.
One dog have that happening actually?
With blood in it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I don't really see what your point is.
But they're called. I was trying to pet this one chicken and it wouldn't let me. And it was
just because chickens don't get pet.
We also saw a chicken die that day. It was very sad.
I'll kill a chicken.
You say that now, but in the moment, it's a lot harder than you think.
Fowl and fish, I don't have a problem killing.
Any fowl? You couldn't kill a turkey if you tried. Have you seen how big those are?
I could kill a turkey. I couldn't kill an ostrich.
Yeah, you physically could not kill it. You might have a hard time with that turkey, too. They're huge.
An ostrich would be a battle.
Ostrich
would
kill you.
I'd have to have a broadsword.
Ostrich would impale you. Their claws
They'll
are
disembowel
huge.
The shit out of you.
Yeah, you're getting disemboweled. And they're fast.
Them, emus, and what's the other one? The cassowary?
I'm not familiar with
that's,
the cassowary.
That's the most deadly bird.
You can run as fast as emus?
I think faster.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And on that note, I think we will call it a pod for this week. Thank y'all. everybody who listened to this podcast this week. We really appreciate it.
Happy fucking holidays.
Seriously, all the support we've been getting has been fantastic. Make sure you rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars. That's what we really love. And any nice things you could say about us in the review section would be fantastic. You can follow us on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or on Google Play, depending on what streaming device you have.
Hit us up on Instagram.
Yeah, hit us up on Instagram at ThreadLabs. Let us know your feelings. Give us any feedback.
We'd like to engage.
About anything. We love to engage our audience. It's very true. Like, we love talking to y'all. We love getting suggestions on topics and things that we could talk about and everything. So we're just a pod for the people, pretty much. You out there who listen to us, you are the people that we care about, and we just want to make a great listening experience for all of y'all out there. But yeah, I think that's pretty much we'll do. You have anything to add, Kevin?
I don't think so. We'll be coming at you
next week.
Really close to Christmas. I actually thought it was a little closer to Christmas than it was, but that's
next
only a couple
week
days.
Will be our last pod before Christmas.
That's right.
Maybe we should do a blowout Christmas pod.
We'll do a Christmas themed pod. We should eat a whole pie on the pod.
I'll dress up in a Santa costume.
Oh, I'm so into this.
Well, yeah. So again, for the ThreadLab podcast, I am your host, Justin Dorsey, and with my friend Kevin O'Connor, we will see y'all next week, and thank you for joining us.
ThreadLab.